usually you can expect the world to follow a certain pattern. Tuesday will follow Monday, and day will follow night. However, there are times where, for reasons unknown, the world simply doesn't behave as you expect it to, where it becomes unhinged. Scattered Sounds Productions proudly welcomes you to Unhinged Worlds, where anything can happen, and usually does. On a hot day in a future August, the last man on Earth sits alone in his second floor apartment, listening to Mozart and watching his goldfish Martha swim peacefully in her tank. The last man's name is Walter Gibson, and he is 47 years old. Why he escaped the wrath and destruction of the brief war and the array of bombs 3 months ago is unknown, and with no scientists alive to investigate, never will be known. The last man has stopped trying to find a reason for his continued survival and has happily accepted his lot.
So, what shall be on our playlist today, Martha? Mozart? Beethoven? Vivaldi? Fortunately, the way the fools destroyed themselves, we needn't worry about food, heat, or electricity for the foreseeable future. The storage bin's contents will keep both of us going for some time. Shouldn't I be lonely? I always was a loner when the world was young, so this solitude suits me. There's a difference between loneliness and solitude. Some people don't understand that. Ah, lovely music, isn't it? I wish I could do something about this heat, though. Perhaps after the sun sets, I'll go looking in the stores for an air conditioner. A small one should keep this place cool, and it would fit right in this window. Ah, yes. Lovely music. What the? This isn't possible.
Open up. Please. If there's anyone in there. In the name of God, please open up.
I'm coming.
Oh, thank God. I never thought I'd see another living person. I heard your music, and I thought I'd take a chance. Oh, let me hug you.
I'd rather not.
So, the last man on Earth isn't. Walter Gibson's visitor, who he will soon learn is named Mark Gallagher, is a very different personality type than the man he is currently bear-hugging. Problem. Walter Gibson doesn't like hugging. He's a very quiet, introverted man who has enjoyed being the only survivor of the cataclysm that brought the world to a screeching halt. The thought of a lifetime of solitude appeals to him. And now, the last men on Earth.
Could you please let go of me?
I'm sorry. But I thought I'd never see another human being again. It's been months. You have no idea.
I don't. I survived the cataclysm as well.
Of course you did. And thank God for that. What's your name?
I'm...
Wait. Hold on. I want to prepare myself for this.
To hear my name?
Yes! May I sit down?
Surely.
Thanks. Oh, a real chair. Padded and everything.
It reclines as well.
Does it? Cool! Okay. I'm ready. Lay it on me, friend.
Walter Gibson.
Nice. So good to hear a new name. I'm Mark Gallagher.
Good afternoon.
Hey, we're both G's.
I beg your pardon.
G's. Gibson and Gallagher. Both start with the letter G. It's a sign.
Yes, it means that the other 25 letters of the alphabet are currently going begging.
A joke! I haven't heard a joke in months. Of course, there hasn't been much to joke about. What with, you know, World War III and all. Wally, may I call you Wally?
I'd rather...
Yes, Wally. It's been a few months since I laughed. I was all alone, and the bombs fell. You know, for months, I've been wandering the streets, looking for anyone else alive. Every once in a while, I'd find a place to stay for a bit. Then I'd sleep and sleep. But I had to move on. I had to find other people. A man needs to be around people. I'd fight the dogs and coyotes for scraps. Why do you suppose the animals are still alive?
I don't have the...
Forget them. Why are we still alive? Wow. After months of searching, I finally found another living soul.
How fortunate for you.
I'll say. Have you looked for other people?
Not very much. I've been busy setting up this place and gathering the necessities.
It looks like a swell place. Look at that. You've got a fish and everything.
Her name is Martha.
You gave her a name? Well, she's a pet. Pets get names.
They do.
You certainly do have a lot of books.
I enjoy reading.
What's on the CD player?
Mozart.
Pretty highbrow for me.
Not for me. I find it relaxing.
Don't you worry, Wally. I'll go down to the store and pick up some rock and roll CDs before I move in. They're all there for the pickings, you know? I don't have to worry about my credit limit anymore.
Excuse me. Did you say move in?
Sure I did. It'll be nice to have someone to talk to. A man needs companionship. I don't mind telling you, Wally, that there were times I thought I'd go nuts. A man needs to be around people. No man is an island, you know?
But...
I only have what's in my backpack, and I'll take up very little space. Do you have another bedroom?
No, it's a one-bedroom apartment.
No matter. I can crash on the floor in my sleeping bag while we listen to Elvis sing Blue...
Elvis.
I'll be back in a bit. God, we have so much to talk about. I'll hop down to the store and get those CDs. Shouldn't be gone long.
But...
Hey, maybe tomorrow the two of us can find me a proper bed. Survivors have to stick together after all.
Do we...
That was good chow. Thanks.
You're welcome for the chow.
Where did you learn to cook?
The Everston School of Culinary Arts in Connecticut.
So you were a cook before all hell broke loose?
I was head chef at Chez Millar.
Never heard of it.
Time to clean up.
Why?
Because otherwise there would be a mess. I like to keep my home tidy.
You don't actually wash these dishes.
Of course I do.
But why? With all the dishes on the store shelves free for the taking, you'd never have to wash another dish again. After you use them, throw them down the garbage chute.
These dishes are special. They belong to...
See? No harm done and no washing. Just a little trash. Much easier.
My mother, these dishes belonged to my mother.
Sorry about that. Accidents happen, right?
Quite. Just because these dishes survived World War III, I don't suppose that makes them indestructible.
What's on the boob tube tonight?
Nothing but a test pattern. I think you'll find that television is no more.
Don't you have a DVD player?
No, I never had much use for television. I have my music and my books.
I loved it myself. I'll have to pick up a TV set and a video player when we go looking for my new bed tomorrow.
A TV? I can hardly wait.
Think of all the great stuff we can watch together.
Well, I suppose there are some wonderful documentaries and classical music concerts that have been preserved on DVD.
And Death Wish.
What?
There's nothing more American than watching Charlie Bronson knock off some thugs. After we get through whatever Bronson movies we can find, then there's always Clint Eastwood. Oh boy, I can hardly wait!
Dear Diary, my first day in the company of my fellow survivor has been interminable. He is currently lying on the floor of my living room in a sleeping bag, snoring like a buzzsaw and keeping me and probably Martha awake. He has shown himself to be totally uncouth in a variety of ways. His big plans for the morning include finding himself a bed and a DVD player so he can watch, heaven help me, Charles Bronson films. I must find some way to take my life back and return to the solitude I have enjoyed for the past few months. But how?
Boy, that was a lot to lug home. I'm surprised you don't have wheels.
Living in the city, I never needed an automobile. Everything was close by.
We'll have to look for one. There must be a car somewhere that still runs.
Where will you find the gasoline?
There are a lot of stations around.
Well, hopefully the pumps still operate. What will you do when the automobile needs maintenance?
I know how to do some of that stuff. If I can't fix it, we'll find another car. Think how much easier things would have been today if we were on wheels instead of on foot.
I'm sure the 3 trips to the video stores to find these films would have taken much less time.
You kid me now, but just wait till I have that DVD player set up and the walls of this place are reverberating with the sound of Charlie Bronson's gunfire.
Dear Diary, this new life of mine is proving unbearable. I have politely told my new roommate several times about how I want things to be, but he seems certain that he knows better. Where my home once enjoyed the bliss of Vivaldi, it is now subjected to the noise of shoot-'em-up films of the 1970s and 80s. I have contemplated leaving here, never to return again. Yes, I want my old life back so much that I would leave all I have for the solitude of a new home somewhere else. I must regain the serenity I once had and rid myself of the presence of Mr. Mark Gallagher. Here we are. And here is a box of bullets. Thank you, Taylor Gun Shop. You may yet save my sanity. Will you look at this place? It's an absolute mess. I've barely been gone.
Hi, Wally.
We have to talk. Will you turn that blasted thing off?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
This is totally unacceptable.
What is?
What is? Have you no eyes? Look at the floor. Food bits, DVDs, and I don't even know what that is.
I suppose it's a little messy.
You suppose? I can't allow this. I will not allow this. You have come into my tranquil home and turned it upside down. You brought in that electronic monstrosity and all the recorded violence that accompanies it.
Sorry, Wally.
My name is Walter. I've tried to tell you that. This cannot continue.
I was gonna clean it up later. I didn't know you'd be back so soon.
It's not simply the mess. It's so many things.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to leave.
Leave?
Yes. Before you came here, my life was perfectly sedate and calm. As I like it.
You really want me to go?
I do.
But we're the last two people on Earth.
And we cannot be under the same roof. We're too different to live out the rest of our lives together.
You're certain you want me to go?
Absolutely. Does this show you how certain I am?
Okay. Put down the gun, Walter. I'll go. You're making a horrible mistake.
No, I'm not.
We shouldn't split up.
We have to.
What will I do?
There are plenty of places to live. Pick one and set up a home like I did. Bring in all the DVDs you want. Look for people whenever you feel like it. Get yourself a fish if you choose. I want my old life back, and I can't have that with you here.
But our friendship...
We never had one.
No?
If you really feel the urge to stay in touch, drop a Christmas card in my mailbox every year. Now get out! Now! Oh, Martha, serenity at last. So good to have our home back. He must have disturbed you as well. I'm sorry for that. How wonderful to have music again. What is that? It sounds like the front door downstairs blowing in the wind. That fool Gallagher must not have closed it properly. We can't have that disturbing Mozart, can we, Martha? I'll be right back. I've been up and down these stairs hundreds of times. What's this? An empty DVD box. This must be what I slipped on. That Gallagher. I'd better lock the door and get back upstairs to my legs. I can't move my legs. I can't feel them. No, I must. Someone, help me. I can't. Lie here like this. I can't die like this after all that I've survived. Anybody? Gallagher? Help me. Please, come back. Gallagher!
And so, Walter Gibson, the would-be last man on Earth who wanted only solitude, is about to get all of it that he can stand for as long as he lives. And what of his one-time roommate, Mark Gallagher? Well, Mr. Gallagher, who never wanted the title, will soon truly be the last man on Earth. You have been listening to Unhinged Worlds. Tonight's episode, The Last Men on Earth, was written by Mike Murphy. The program is produced by James Sedgwick. Featured in our cast was H. Keith Lyons as Walter Gibson and John F. Carroll as Mark Gallagher. Music by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. The Mozart pieces were performed by the Skidmore College Orchestra and were found at museopen.org. The Unhinged Worlds theme was composed and performed by David Krauss. Sound effects found at the Free Sound Project. Sound and mastering by Jimmy Jam. Unhinged Worlds is copyright 2011 by James M. Sedgwick for Scattered Sounds Productions under the Creative Commons license. Join us again next time for Unhinged Worlds, where anything can happen, and usually does.